Court of Inquiry itself has monumental holes in it, and one of the things that we pursue as much as we can is the fact that the Court of Inquiry was simply not conducted in accordance with Navy regulations. Navy Judge Advocate General regulations require that any finding of fact and opinion be supported by evidence, and that the evidence be in the record of the court. You'll find a number of major pieces of fact and opinion which are contrary to the evidence in the file. And for instance, there is a finding of fact that says that the Israelis may have mistaken the ship because the ship's flag probably hung limp at the mast on a windless day. In fact, obviously, as I explained before, it stood out straight with 12 knots of wind across the flag. That fact is documented in the ship's weather logs, which show that there was 12 knots of wind. The court chose not to enter those logs into its file. No explanation of why. I have a copy of the log. It's a copy of my book, which shows that the flag certainly stood out. In addition, there are six or seven, mostly chiefs and officers, who reported to the Court of Inquiry that they saw the flag standing straight out in a good breeze. They saw low-flying Israeli aircraft in the area at the time who would have seen the flag. No one told the Court of Inquiry that the flag hung limp at any time. Yet their finding is that it probably hung limp and they couldn't see it. Other things, the duration of the attack, how soon it stopped afterward, all these things are quite contrary to the testimony that's in the Court of Inquiry file.